2WI. This is KC2WI, Black River Valley Service, and I forgot that Kevin was not going to be here, and he asked me to do it. So this is KC2WI calling the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets nightly at 9 o'clock on the Boonville repeater, 146.655, a repeater slope located on Jackson Hill, southeast of Boonville. This is informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. Emergency traffic has priority, can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic before I begin? This is the Black River Valley Service Net. More information can be found on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club website, www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2WI. I'll now take calls from battery-powered, portable, or mobile stations. Over. Okay, none heard. Are there any Echolink stations? Over. Nothing heard. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins, any station, anywhere. Over.
N2PFM, good evening, Pete.
KD2AIT, good evening.
All right, N2PFM and KD2AIT. N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete and Jeff and all. I got a temperature here, last I looked about 15 minutes ago was 70 degrees, but it's been dropping steadily. Temperature range today was 47 to 81. Lots of sunshine, but we did have some cloudy periods. I thought it was going to rain or thunderstorm, but it didn't, thank God. It was nice. I did some more work around here and see there's going to be a lot more than I thought, so because I got the whole summer to do it. So nothing too much else going on, so God bless 73s, and tomorrow I gotta go to the library to use the computer again, because of that, still haven't gotten that modem back from, the modem from, from Frontier, so, what can I say? With that, we'll say God bless 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, well, Frontier's not too fast. You know, it's really too bad that there wasn't more competition. But there isn't. This is KC2WI, and we'll go to KD2AIT.
Hi, good evening, George. Well, not much going on here, just about wrapping it up for the night. I'm usually up this late anymore. So, I'm ready to head off to bed. Just kind of worked today. Took a nice long bike ride up on the tow pad, which was, she felt good. Good 20-mile ride. And kind of cleared out the cobwebs. And that's about it, really. Can't think of anything else going on. So, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Tried to stay inside and work, get things on my list done. It didn't seem to work. I stayed inside mostly, except, what did I do? Yeah, I decided that maybe I should take the chance while it was still really dry and cut all the grass again, because the front, it was long enough that it started starting to grow. And the back, when I cut it the first time, I kind of did it. I came back from somewhere, I can't remember what, but, and it was like, you know, 8 o'clock. It wasn't quite this dark, but it was probably 8 o'clock when I started. And, of course, it was fairly dark by the time I got done, so, and I was going fast to, anyway to get it done. And so I didn't really do a great job, and it was fairly high in spots. Begin with, so I decided I better do that I ran over to the boat launch and took a quick swim. It was pretty high. And actually, the water in the river is cold, but I didn't swim only for 30 seconds or something because I had to take my car down to Bob J's because I got a bad wheel bearing. I don't dare drive it anymore. So that interrupted my productivity for an hour or two. And then I came back and did some other things, but not anything, only a few little things on my list, not the major ones. Oh well. So we'll try it again tomorrow, but I'm going to try to go outside while it's nice in the morning before it rains, if I can, but I've got a couple of on-site things to do too, so maybe I will get to it. Anyway, that was my day. Does anyone else would like to check into the Black River Valley Service? Ned, please call now. Over.
WA to you.
You, go ahead.
Okay, there was another station. It might have been Ray. I don't know if you want to try to get him there, Pete.
DC2MBU.
Okay, KC2NBU, I'm scrolling the Facebook page. There's a post from the KU to drive in here. I guess I must have liked them. A big picture of big ice cream cone. It looks really good. Although, probably Mercer's is a little better. I don't know. Maybe they use Mercer's. I don't remember. No, I think Mercer's. Anyway, boy, they look good. So, WA2U, go ahead.
What a segue, WATU. Well, good evening to you, Pete, and George, and Jeff, and Ray, and anyone else is going to check in. I guess there's no one on Echo Link this evening. Oh, maybe there's listeners out there. Yeah, KU, the drive-in's open. After this Memorial Day weekend, they have their old car night Tuesday, so there you go, anyone with an old car. Used to do a lot of that around the Syracuse, New York area. And I think they talked about, maybe Ray knows, that I know they've mentioned it on the Moose a couple times, either 52 or 53 years, so 7 days a week, there's something to be said, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I was getting a kick hearing about the breakfasts and stuff like that. Well, anyways, we had a good day today. It's about 62 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, calling it the reservoir or whatever, and got a lot of stuff done on the car. We've got a couple young fellows that are up the road here that are, they like earning money, and I like paying the money to get stuff done, so I've got them, they did some work out in the garden the other day, got them clearing another area. They got lots of energy. I like to see work getting done. there's enough other stuff to do, so what else is going on? George, isn't it funny that the name is called Frontier? Now, isn't that's kind of interesting. You know, you think of Frontier as someone that's pioneering, blazing new. We have the same thing here, George, so you have Kathy and my condolences. We get on the internet. We get kicked off the internet. It's all the same. We have no choice. Believe me, there's nothing. Your choice is frontier, all of the above. So, and we're not far from the strategic location where they're down on Route 365, but that has nothing to do with it. The people that are moving in up next to us, boy, they're going to have a Frontier, and I think they have like Time Warner Turbo, or I don't know, we used to have that in Clay, where they got a surprise coming. Part of the country living. What did I do today? I put up, I had an old flag and a mount for it, so I said that's been around the house. Oh my, I don't know how many years. So I finally went, I said, it's a Memorial Day weekend. We're going to put it up outside, so it's kind of neat. We put that up outside here, so it's a good place for it rather than just in a, like one of those old flags like you'd have at school. So did that, and so the kids worked on the front part here. We want to put in some raised the garden, so I've got the lumber to do that with. And I'm trying to think what else. I'm not sure if I'm going to be around tomorrow evening. It's Thursday evening. It's 8:07 night. It's the time to check out the 8:07 tubes, make sure that they're all working fine. So there was something else I was going to mention. I heard a rumor that Kenwood introduced a new handheld at the Dayton Hamvention. I called up HRO, but they don't know anything about it. So, Kathy and I spent some time on the internet this evening trying to find out latest and greatest equipment and gadgets and gizmos and things of that nature, but to no avail. We actually watched a program on coyotes on the TV, which was kind of coyotes, coy dogs and wolves and things. It was kind of interesting. Oh, Jeff, there was a net on Sunday evenings, and I've heard this before, and I've tried to get a hold of the gentleman.
Yeah, okay. We'll turn it over to KD2AIT. KD2AIT, KD2WI. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what I was doing Sunday. I didn't hear anything, I guess. But I will mention that I saw an article from, I can't remember, but I think it was on something I'm following or something on Facebook. No. I think it was actually an email from the department that's, I think it's the DHS, Computer Emergency Response Team, Vulnerability Alert, I'm not sure, I can't remember, but anyway, about, I think it was a newsletter, about malvertising. So this is the latest, it's been around, but this is the latest trend in malware delivery. Instead of having an infected web page that you get drawn to directly, or instead of sending an attachment or something like that, what they do is they put advertising in legitimate places, like the New York Times website or AOL, or I can't remember, big name, you know, reputable things. And the advertising is, it gets you to something bogus. And they even do it so that when the payload gets delivered, nothing happens right away. Or what they do is they have the advertisement go to something that's just fine for the first week, and then they switch the destination. And so you unsuspectingly maybe look at something and whammo, you're infected. It's really bad. It's getting worse. And so there was a big discussion about ad blockers and why people are using ad blockers, and partly because of this and partly because the advertising is so obnoxious. And the fact that all these content providers, like let's say the New York Times, are having to get used to the fact that nobody will pay for anything on the internet anymore. And so they have to make money. You know, they provide the content, but they have to make money, so they're doing more and more ads. And they're so, and the way it was said, they don't have the time to review them all, which is nonsense. So it's a problem. And my answer to that is, if you want people to come to your website, and if you want people to look at ads, then make the ads reasonable, not obnoxious. Don't play any music or sound as soon as
as soon as the page opens up. Don't use animation, you know, and then maybe people won't block them if it's something reasonable. Like, you know, in the old days, you could watch a TV show and you'd watch the ads probably because there weren't that many of them. You'd pass through them. But now, especially if it's a movie, you know that you might as well get up, go into the kitchen, fix yourself a sandwich, and come back in 15 minutes to watch the next 5 minutes of the movie. So, you know, it's a self-defeating thing. Anyway, really bad, and along with that discussion, one of the places was a video of these, you know, computer guys talking about it. They were talking about the fact that you gotta have, they were talking about browsers and having everything patched and, you know, making sure you do updates. And the problem is that Android phones, especially the cheaper ones, you buy the thing that's got Android such and such, you might get one update and that's it. But there's patches for Android all the time, and there's exploits that can be done with Android stuff. And there, I think the number was 140 apps in the Google Play Store that are known to have malware. The one I read about a long time ago was flashlight apps. People download a flashlight app for their smartphone, which I don't understand why you would need, because that should be built in. If the phone has a light that will turn on, usually it's the camera, you know, flash. But
he said it was past his bedtime.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I missed something there, and I was expecting to come back in. But all right, this is KC2. Maybe I was just not paying close enough attention. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Do we have any other check-ins? Over. Well, okay. I was going to suggest to Jeff, and I think I've been talking about this before, and I'm going to suggest it to Dave up here. I don't know if you, I assume you can control it. If I had Echolink, I would turn off all the voice notifications, period. And if somebody connects, I don't care. If they want to put out a CQ, they can call CQ. If they don't, I don't want to hear that they're connected, because it doesn't, who cares? I find it the most annoying thing, listening to the repeater and having so-and-so connected, you don't hear anything. Then a minute or two later, so-and-so disconnected. I don't care. If they don't, you know, it's like the repeater announcing, oh, so-and-so is in their car and they just turned on their radio. They're not calling anybody, but they're listening to the repeater. Nonsense. So I haven't looked into that, but that's the way I would set it up and get rid of all those voice notifications. If a person wants to call, they can call. If they're connected and they don't have the port forwarding so they can't really get in and hear anything, then we won't hear them and, you know, they'll have to fix it. KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley ServiceNet. We're looking for additional check-ins or any comments. Over.
WA2 with a comment.
WA2U.
I don't know if I missed it. I didn't hear Ray, but that's... I was out in the shop. I was a little ways away from the radio, but... The other... I don't even know how to present this, but anyway, I don't think people do it intentionally, but I think when they disconnect from Echolink, whoever's transmitting, it puts... It has a way of dominating. It comes over the top. And I don't know if they realize that, so maybe they, you know, maybe sometime we have to say if someone wants to drop out of Echolink, wait for the conversation. I think they're trying to get away seamlessly, just to bow out of the net, as some people would use the term, but to end their monitoring, or they want to go on to another net. But when they do that, if someone's talking, it transmits a signal. So there you go. For whatever that's worth. And the guy that it's K2FX. He's a real He probably doesn't even know it. I just don't have any way of getting a hold of him. He's a very amateur, he's very professional type. I've heard him on the air for years, and he probably doesn't even know he's getting into the Boonville repeater, but I've tried to get a hold of the K2FX, but may I get a hold of someone in Rochester, then get a hold of him and that kind of thing. So WATU back to net, but I don't, this is Ray's probably busy time of the year, WATU back to net.
Yeah, okay, John, maybe that's it. Maybe I got confused and I was thinking Jeff was next, and I can't remember. I never did call Ray, but if that's what happened, Ray, sorry about that. KC2NBU, go ahead.
No problem, Pete. We got 68 degrees up on the hill here, and I've been being bombarded by emails saying something to the effect, we're sending you this invoice, it's unpaid, please review it, and also to different variations of that, and they don't address me by name. They nothing specific. It doesn't say invoice from Amazon, or it doesn't tell you what it's for or anything like that. Since it's totally non-specific and it doesn't have my name on it, I just automatically delete them, knowing that they're probably infected with some sort of malware. But I've been seeing a rise. I'm getting several a day.
Yeah, I've seen all sorts of variations of that, and there's an attachment. Sometimes it's a zip file, and sometimes it's a JavaScript file, and if you click on it, of course, it doesn't open a document. It runs the script and, attempts to infect the computer. Sometimes it's a zip file, and, well, this I've definitely seen, a zip file with what's inside it is a JavaScript, so that way the file, the attached file, maybe gets by some kind of malware filters, antivirus filters or whatever, because it's a zip file. It's not an executable directly. But when you open the zip, of course, then, and you quote-unquote open the document, and it'll be called, invoice.doc. But they count on the fact that most computers are set not to show file name extensions, so it's really invoice.doc.js and it's a JavaScript. So yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. And you're right, they're very generic, and if you stopped and thought about it for a second, it's an invoice, or it's a payment to you, or it's a delivery notice from DHL or somebody, and if you stop and, or it's a thing from a bank, and those are kind of obvious if you don't have an account with that bank, but yeah, I've seen those. This is KC2WI, Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any other check-ins or comments?
Comment.
Go ahead.
Actually, question. What if I were to view the email, not on my computer, but view it in like a Yahoo or AOL or outside of my computer, can I still get infected?
Well, I think if the message, if the email itself had embedded bad code in it, most emails now are formatted emails, which are essentially web pages, and I think that would get filtered out by Yahoo, and I think basically if there's an attachment, pretty much, I don't use webmail a lot, but pretty much if there's an attachment, you kind of have to download that to your computer to deal with it. Maybe if it's an actual JPEG picture, they'll show those, but if it's something else like a Word document or something, Yahoo's not going to do that for you. So you may end up sort of do it having to download it anyway.
Yeah, well, often when I am on the road and I want to check my email, I'll just go to mail to web or go to Yahoo on somebody else's computer and view it there. I'm just wondering if that's a smarter way to do it than having it come in on Thunderbird and have it stored in my computer. Instead, I have the trash to automatically delete every day. There's a lot of bad stuff in there.
Yeah, I would say, generally speaking, it's safer if you're just viewing on Yahoo, because the mail nothing ever gets downloaded. Well, it's not really true. It sort of gets downloaded to your computer to be viewed, but it's not really downloaded as a, as a normal file in the email. So I think it's a little safer, but I wouldn't rely on it. And as far as opening, pretty much every time I've ever used webmail and there's attachment, I end up wanting to download it to the computer to do anything with it. But I can't say that I would have always had to. We would think that Yahoo or whoever would be smart enough to figure out how to deal with a PDF file, because, usually that you can open one of those directly from your web browser. It'll either open in the browser or it'll open whatever PDF reader. So I don't really know the answer to that. I think it's probably less of a risk, but if you're actually downloading it to the computer to handle it, well, then it's the same. KC2WI.
What if I were to view it on the iPhone? Is it possible that the iPhone could get infected somehow?
That's possible. It depends on the file. It depends on what it is. If it's a JavaScript, there's stuff supposed to run in the sandbox, but there's exploits that take advantage of buffer overflows, things like that. And that was part of what I was reading today. They were talking about that stuff is on the rise, I don't know, the iPhone they seem to imply is more secure than Android phones, but I think there's still a possibility.
I just wondered, I've had some emails that just wouldn't delete from the iPhone. I don't remember what I did, but I finally figured out a way to delete them. And it didn't appear as if there was anything there, but it just wouldn't delete.
The whole, security and malware scene is not good. These guys made a real point of whatever you're using, whatever browser you're using, whatever phone, anything, you make sure that you've got all the updates for everything. You kind of have to do that, because these security vulnerabilities get found, and then what's even worse is they get found and an update gets posted. So then, the malware writers will analyze the update to figure out what it fixes, and then they'll write write something that will attack that problem, because they know a lot of people don't update things, so it's a problem. KC2WI, this is Black River Valley ServiceNet. Additional check-ins or comments? KC2WI, John, I've been following the digital radio stuff, and I had heard that Kenwood was going to do a V-Star radio, and they did one apparently years and years ago, but they only sold it in Japan, and I think what I read was it really was an ICOM radio. Kenwood had ICOM made it and put Kenwood name on it. But I'm on a couple of different Facebook groups for digital radio. I guess DMR and one is maybe D-Star and that. But I haven't seen anything. I heard some rumors or saw some rumors about that too. But you know, you'd think if something actually came out, it would be all over the you know, various ham websites by now. So I guess it was just a rumor. And I'm looking on eham.net. Somebody, if that was anywhere, somebody would have posted a news item or something, I think. We thought we could look like QRZ in that too, but I guess not. All right, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet. That will, one more time, any further check-ins or comments? Over. All right, hearing none, this is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley ServiceNet. We're returning the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. This is KC2WI, and that is now closed. Out.
Clear. Good evening, Ray 73.